Cascadia Public Radio.
I have a request tonight. Transform the studio. When you hear this,
the loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Portland, Oregon tonight. We're being heard on www.zeropointradio.com online. You can check us out there. You can go to groundzeromedia.org. Take a look at what's going on our breaking news feeds. We have breaking news leaks, all kinds of interesting things that have transpired over your holiday weekend. Hope you had a fine holiday. We're now in the new decade. That's right. We just ended one, and now we're in with another one. 2010. That's where we're at right now. 2010. It's not 2010. If someone says 2010, you just kick them in the face and say, "Hey, dude, it's 2010. No more saying this 2000 crap. That's too much to say. 2010 is what you say. And you know, what's really cool about the 2010 phenomenon is that 2010 is a very, very, very science fiction way of saying the date. I live in 2010. I am now living the future. It is 2010. 2010 is the time that they have foretold the future. 2010. 2010 is the year we make contact. 2010. Now, that's what I mean. It's that whole idea of 2010, the year we make contact. Arthur C. Clarke, dude, 2001 is Space Odyssey. Space Odyssey 2, going to Jupiter, going to Saturn, talking with aliens. It's the coolest thing ever. Wrong. No one is talking about this. No one's talking about the idea of communicating with aliens. All we talk about is whether or not UFOs exist. We talk about whether or not they're going to say if aliens are coming or not. You know, whether or not the government is going to disclose alien disclosure or alien reality. But you know what's really interesting is the debate has been silenced about the idea of contact. The idea that aliens have spoken to us. The idea that somewhere out there, if you turn on your radio, you can hear the sounds of aliens. Or if you turn on your television, you can pick up aliens as well. You see? And it's been done. And it's been recorded. And it's been put together. And people just don't know that there are a lot of tidbits, a lot of treasures of these voices from beyond coming through your radio. You know, Ground Zero itself started back in 1995 on April Fool's Day. Why? Because I decided that every day is April Fool's Day and every night is Halloween on Ground Zero. But one of the things that I based the show on was a story that I wrote called Cult Radio. And the story was that a DJ who did a midnight shift show fell asleep while he was playing boring country and western music. There's nothing better than country and western to put you to sleep. And that's exactly what happened. This guy, Duke Lukather, in my story, fell asleep. And when he fell asleep, he heard something come over the airwaves. It was a voice that he didn't know where it was coming from. The voice told him, Ground Zero. The voice told him to give up. The voice told him that something was about to happen and that he needed to prepare for it. The voice told him that there was going to be a major event that was going to take place. And he disregarded it. He thought he was losing his mind, but he did ask his audience. He said, "If you listen to this show, tell me if you hear anything." And then he met up with some Secret Service guy or some Man in Black guy, and he told him, he says, "Here's the situation. radio stations run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they've done so now for 100 years. And the signal has been going on all this time. TV and radio have been broadcasting this signal, and it's been going out for nearly 100 years. And so somewhere out there, the aliens have got to get some of our information, because it just keeps going and going and going and going. And somewhere out there, an alien is going to hear it, if there is life out in space. And one day, they're going to try and communicate, sending a message back to us. Now, I'm speaking, they will communicate. I'm talking future tense. Perhaps they might communicate, or they will communicate. Well, I'm doing that because the mainstream narrative tells you that we have not had any contact with aliens. Not by a long shot. We've been told that no aliens have tried to contact us. They've not tried to broadcast. They've not tried to send us a beep or a blip or hello. Tonight, I prove them wrong. Tonight on Ground Zero, I have gathered for you some of the best well-known sequences and broadcasts of aliens talking with humans through radio, television, and other means. And you're going to experience it tonight. And I don't have to go too far back in order to prove to you that this has happened. No. I only get to go back maybe 30 or so years, about 1977. For those of you that remember, some of you may be too young to remember, some of you who are listening might remember, in 1977, what were the things we were really happy about? We stood in line to see the first Star Wars. We saw a movie called Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and people were well aware of the idea of contact. There was the first encounter, the second encounter, and the third kind was contact. Just like 2010, the year we make contact. And so in 1977, everybody was concerned and interested in UFOs and aliens, and Spielberg was making money, and George Lucas was cashing in on everybody's craze about UFOs. But what happened is in November of 1977, at a time when everyone was so excited about UFOs and aliens, something happened. During a news broadcast in England, being read by Ivor Mills, something happened where all of a sudden, the frequency changed, and the sound began to pulse. Boom, 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 boom. And the picture stayed the same. And all of a sudden, the people of southern England heard a voice from beyond by the name of Vrilin, who claimed that he was a representative of the Ashtar Galactic Command. The broadcast lasted 6 minutes, during which time the voice announced that for many years you have seen us as lights in your skies. We speak to you now in peace. And he warned against the use of nuclear weapons and stated that humanity had but a short time to learn to live together in peace and goodwill before it destroyed itself. Now, we all know that TV piracy and the hijacking of signals exists today. And that people can create homemade transmitters and do it. You know, they can bust into a broadcast and kind of change it a bit. But they only reach a very small section of the population. A jamming situation can only last for so many minutes. It can only happen in a short amount of time. But here we go. We're talking about southern England. And it's the most famous, best-documented TV piracy incident ever. It was the first time it's ever happened in England. This happened long before there was a case that happened in Chicago where Max Headroom was broadcast. For those of you who don't know who Max Headroom is, he was a character that was a robot character back in the 1980s. But he was broadcast over Chicago, and that was a hijacked broadcast. But this was a strange one. And I'm going to play for you tonight the broadcast of Vrilin from the Ashtar Command. Now, as you're listening to this broadcast tonight, I want you to keep in mind a couple of things. One, no one after all of these years has come forward claiming to be part of the hijacked broadcast. And usually, things like this are revealed after careful research to be hoaxed, or they're revealed as hoaxes. Remember the alien autopsy video? Remember how they faked the alien autopsy video and someone came forward and said, yes, we faked it after so many years? The year of the broadcast hijacking you're about to hear was in 1977. Now, while technology could have been available to hijack a broadcast in a small area, keep in mind that five transmitters in southern England were compromised. That would have taken a lot of power to do that. Also understand that the company, ITN, was unaware that their broadcast had been invaded by some strange voice, and none of the sound showed up on the VU meters. It went virtually undetectable, and the entire message of Rillin was given without interruption. And according to the Independent Broadcasting Authority, no one was even aware that the message was overriding their signal. And the transmitters, if they knew that they were being overridden, they would have switched off immediately and they would have intercepted the broadcast. But it didn't happen. The broadcast lasted for 6 minutes. Five transmitters were unable to detect and override this signal.
The Rhodesian nationalist leader, Bishop Abel Muzorewa, has accepted Mr. Smith's offer to negotiate an internal settlement based on one man, one vote. But, he says, there are conditions. These include stopping the execution of all captured prisoners of war, allowing the Rhodesians to take part in negotiations. In Australia, Mr. Kerry Packer's cricketers are still in this high court suit, seeking to ban on playing test matches.
For many years, you have seen us as mice and animals. We speak to you now to say the same as we have done to your brothers and sisters all over this, your planet Earth. This is your very share and great awakening as the planet passes into a new age of Aquarius. The new age will be a time of great peace and liberation for your race. But only your rulers are made of your native forces and phenomenal abilities. All your weapons of evil must be removed. The time for conflict is now past, and the race of which you are a part may proceed to the higher stages of its evolution if you show yourself worthy to do this. Small groups all over the planet are learning this, and exist to pass on the light and the warning rays to you all. You are free to accept the
message of your teachings. Many go as wide as
this.
Then they run out.
Here now, the voice of Rillon, representative of the Ashtar Galactic Command, speaking to you. Be aware also that there are many false prophets and guides that have operated on your planet. They will suck your energy from you, the energy you call money, and will put it to evil ends if you were discussed in return. But your divine self will protect you from this. You must not only be so close to him, but then to the magic truth. Learn to listen to the voice of truth, which is the truth. Read yourself.
Really appreciate the fact that we can't finish. I insist on it. So delicious. Full of only really choice ingredients.
Use your imagination. understand that viewers in some parts of the region are receiving a breakthrough in sound. We're sorry about this, and we're doing our best to rectify the fault.
Finally, back home, engineers are trying to trace the source of what they call a rogue transmission, which lasted about 6 minutes during ITN's early evening news bulletin. It affected viewers in the Berkshire and Hampshire area served by the Hannington transmitter. They heard a voice which cut across what I was reading. The voice said, "Earthlings, lay down your arms. This is a message from outer space." Well, thousands of viewers later phoned Southern Television, the police, and ITN here. A spokesman for the Independent Broadcasting Authority said, "This is the first incident of its kind in Britain." Winchester police said some people were frightened by the hoax message. They said they sent an officer to calm down one woman. Well, I hope nothing's interrupted this bulletin wherever you are this evening. From all of us here, good night.
1-888-344-KUFO. I'm a little taken aback by this. 1-800-344-KUFO. Tonight, talking about the Ashtar Command broadcast. Now, that was in 1977. Now, I'm seeing some people in the chat room tonight at groundzeromedia.org saying, "I could do that." Well, of course you could now. You couldn't do it in 77. 1977, you have a voice. Now, of course it's a British voice because it's in Britain, right? And, yeah, of course it sounded like a human being speaking. But remember, okay, remember that back then, this is 1977, and to have the tools to blast into five transmitters and take out the TV broadcast of the cartoons and the news, okay? They had a news broadcast, and then they had cartoons playing, and his voice comes in saying, "I am the voice of Rillon, the commander of Ashtar Command, and I'm going to tell you this," and you hear how it's going in and out, okay? 1-800-344-KUFO, 1-800-344-KUFO. I want to know what your reaction was when you heard it. And if you didn't hear my setup, if you didn't hear me talk about it before it happened, and you tuned in late, and you heard it, what did you think when you first heard it? Okay? 1-800-344-KUFO. Because when I first heard it, I thought, back in 77, I mean, you know about War of the Worlds back in the 1930s and how people were frightened. In 1977, that broadcast scared people because, not just because of the voice, because everybody said, "Oh, this is just a human voice." The pulsing is what got to people. The low frequency pulsing frightened people, and it mesmerized people. People had to pull over in their cars, and they could hear it broadcasting through radio stations and TV stations. It was taking over every transmitter in southern England. Southern England, okay? Taking over the entire area in 1977, and people were already freaking out. Let's go to Jesse and Camus on line six. Let's get his opinion on this. Jesse, what do you think of the sound of the Ashtar Command broadcast?
Yeah, comment about the aliens?
Yeah, well, about the alien broadcast you heard.
Well, I had a comment mostly about aliens and
okay.
About governments trying to cover them up and such.
Yeah.
100% true story.
Yeah.
So there's this pal of mine. He's down to earth, not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Be a teacher, now a pal.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that he was climbing down, you know where Yosemite is? It's down south in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good climbing area. And he said he saw this like swirling light.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the swirling light in the air, and they just went away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about 5 years ago. Well, and he was told that it was just like an anomaly. But there was the same thing that happened in London less than a few months ago. And they said the same thing. The climates are completely different and can't be a weather anomaly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So what, do you believe it? You believe in aliens?
Yeah, 100%.
Fantastic. All right. Well, did you hear the broadcast of the Ashtar
yeah.
broadcast? What did you think when you first heard it?
It seemed pretty real because being that it was back in the '70s, they didn't really have much of the technology to overtake that broadcast.
Right. They didn't. They didn't have that kind of technology. People are in here saying a microwave link would have taken care of that. There were no microwave links. Get a clue. Not a microwave link at all. Thank you for the call, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing in the chat room, one microwave link could have done that. There were no microwave links back then. The technology was still in its infancy. There were no microwave links to take over five transmitters in England. And besides, it's been 30 years ago. Most people, after 30 years, say, yeah, we faked it. It was a hoax. Nobody's come forward. It's the strangest thing. And that's another thing, too. They had nothing else to compare it to. It was the strangest thing ever. Another question in the chat room. Why England? Well, I'll tell you. It wasn't just in England. Another signal was detected at a radio telescope. And we're going to play that for you coming up next.